Chapter 2. The Interior Design Process. A great design doesn't happen randomly. You must understand how to choose different elements of design, like color, texture, and lighting, to meet the needs of your chosen style. And this requires a lot of thinking, planning, and strategizing. After all, design is both a science as well as an art. As with anything, there are procedures to follow, and decorating your home is no exception. You may customize these processes depending on what your goal is. With these simple steps, you don't need to have worked with a professional designer before you start creating a unique space that is both functional and perfectly reflects your personal needs. Each crucial component along the way effortlessly creates flow in your design and ensures design integrity. How to do it right. Step 1. Create a mood board to help you visualize the direction you want to take in terms of the style. There's only so much imagery you can do to determine whether certain pieces go together with your style or not. However, you can use a mood board to simplify this process. This is a physical or digital board where you assemble all the inspirational design elements you're considering for your home. A mood board is very essential during a creative design process. You need it to plan, experiment, gather ideas, and visualize how everything will look before you commit to a style. After collecting the images that inspire you on this board, you'll be able to move pieces together to see which ones pair well for your style and which ones don't. For instance, you can assess whether certain color combinations pair well, the kinds of decor that best suits your style, the kinds of furniture to combine, and much more. This is a great way to see how your style would look with those selections. And you can save your collections on a mood board for future use. There are three types of mood board styles you can create to streamline your interior design idea. 1. The first mood board style is one where you can collect furniture and decor pieces together to see which ones pair well. This is especially useful during furniture shopping. If you see any piece you love during your research, pull them into your mood board to see how they might work with other pieces you already own, or save them on the board. By doing so, you'll be able to confirm what furniture pieces will look good in your home and which ones won't before you buy them. 2. You can equally create a mood board to examine the spacing between the furniture you're interested in. This is to ensure the furniture can fit into the space in your home and that it'll be properly spaced out. You want to make sure there are spaces in your room to fit furniture. But don't over-furnish your room. There should also be sufficient space to navigate through the room after placing your furniture. However, too much space can make your room feel under-furnished. So getting the right balance within your room is vital for your home to feel well laid out. In addition, this type of board can help you see how certain finishes, colors, and textures will work with one another in your space. 3. The third mood board is where you simply collect inspirational images for a room in your home you're getting ready to design to evoke a mood of what your home may feel like. All the images don't have to be a perfect match. They can represent different things. For instance, you can collect images of furnishings, furniture, and decor pieces for only the living room to create an emotion of what your space might feel like with the same or similar pieces. Or you may only have images of parts of a bathroom, parts of a dining room, and parts of the kitchen assembled on the board to create the same emotion. You may choose to create three different mood board styles or bring all three of them into one board. Ready to start mood boarding? You can create your own mood board using the right tools. To create a physical mood board, A. First you need a reusable cork or foam board for pinning your samples. B. Next, cut out images of furnishings, decor, furniture, and so on from magazines and books that you're considering for your design. You may equally print images from online magazines. See? Moreover, you can add actual samples to your board. Most online fabric stores sell pieces of fabrics for demonstration purposes. You can get carpet samples from carpet stores that you can use as a guide for color and texture. There are tile and paint samples that you can get from their respective stores to add to your board. D. Then arrange the samples on your board to see whether the textures, colors, and style of your selections go together or not. Once completed, you may take a photo of your board to have a record of it. Creating a digital mood board is very similar to that of a physical board, but with a few extra steps. E. First, you need an application like PowerPoint, or a site like Canva, or an online interior design platform like Pinterest, where you can organize your images as well as download them. F. Create a new board and save it after the name of a part of your home. For example, give it a name such as Bathroom Mood Board or Bedroom Mood Board, where you gather images for inspiration for a part of your home you're ready to design. You can do this on any design platform and on PowerPoint. G. Browse on interior design platforms for image inspiration. When you find images that fit your design style in terms of color, style, and texture, save those images in the appropriate mood board. H. If you're using PowerPoint, download the images and upload them onto the appropriate mood board. I. Once completed, save your mood board and create a backup on your cloud drive if necessary. Step 2. Create a furniture plan. Furniture may look small in scale in a furniture shop, but look large in close proximity. Therefore, it's important to create a plan before purchasing any furniture. You must know whether it can fit into your space or not. As you create your furniture plan, ask yourself, what is the size of your room versus the furniture? Even if it fits, does it block the walkway or doorway? Taking these things into consideration can help you figure out how much furniture to buy and how to arrange them. You don't want to spend money on buying the wrong size that would not work in your space. The purpose of creating a furniture plan is to help you reevaluate what you're about to purchase. You might end up changing your mind after careful consideration. Here's how to create one and the tools you'll need. J. Take measurements and create a floor plan on paper. You'll need a ruler, graph paper, and a pencil to draw a new floor plan and furniture layout. Before you start drawing, you'll need to know the type of floor plan you want to create. Is it for a single room or for the entire house? If it's for a single room, you'll only be drawing for that room. But if you're doing an entire house, each floor will get its own new plan design. Use a tape measure to measure the length and width of the room. You need to know the size of the room you're working with to ensure you have enough space for any new idea. Do this before you draw walls or add features to the room. Represent each room in your home as a rectangular box. As long as the room isn't greater than 40 foot by 30 foot, 12.2 meters by 9.1 meters, one box can represent 1 foot. Measure the length and height of the walls of the room from one corner of the room to another. Most rooms have 4 walls. Using a ruler and a pencil, sketch the walls of the room in the form of boxes on graph paper. You'll have 4 lines to a room on your graph paper, unless the room has a different shape. Then you'll draw more walls. Once you have the walls drawn out, measure your doors and windows and draw them on the graph paper. Take note of their locations in the room as you draw. Note the direction the door opens, whether into or out of the room, and indicate the directions on your graph with an arc. To measure the window, measure the distance from the floor to the bottom of the window frame, from the ceiling to the top of the window frame, and from the sides of the window to the corners of the wall. Draw any installations or immovable furniture pieces that exist in the room. After you've completed your floor plan, draw a pair of lines through each wall. This will divide your room into equal parts. The aim is to create a balanced room with equal visual weight of furniture on both sides of the room. So keep this in mind before you start arranging your furniture. Ask yourself, where can I or can I not place furniture? You want to place furniture in places that wouldn't disrupt movement within the room. Mark and measure those areas that are off limits. Nothing should be placed in front of any door opening. They should be at least 36 inches away. Similarly, no furniture should be placed within 12 to 15 inches in front of windows. Furniture should be arranged around a focal point. The focal point is the most important feature in a room that attracts your attention. It can be a fireplace, a large piece of art, or a television. Create one if your space doesn't have one. Start arranging your furniture. Draw paper scale models of your furniture, or print some and cut them out. To draw your own, represent each furniture as a box using the same 1 box = 1 foot scale of measurement. Double check on your actual floor in your home to ensure that everything fits the way you envisioned it. K. If you are more digitally inclined, download and use the Floor Plans Pro app. It's available in the application store on iPhone and iPad. With this app, you can quickly sketch an accurate new floor plan for your home and drag and drop different pieces of furniture onto the plan. You will also be able to change the sizes of the furniture and easily move them around. You will still have to take the measurements of your rooms, but the app will save you the stress of drawing out the floor plan on graph paper. Here's the link to the app. https://appadvice.com/app/floorplans-pro/445305220. Step 3. Sourcing. I recommend the following retail stores when shopping for home furnishings. 1. Behr's. This local furniture store offers a huge selection of higher-end, customizable, designer furniture and decor pieces for dining rooms, bedrooms, living rooms, home offices, entertainment, mattresses, and home accents by quality name brands like Lexington, Bernhardt, and Vanguard. It operates over 15 stores situated in Naples, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Melbourne, Boca Raton, Palm Beach, Orlando, and other areas in Florida. In this store, you'll find furniture for styles like modern, leather, contemporary, tropical, traditional, and coastal interior designs. You can equally customize your furniture to suit your style and taste. These home furnishings are available in different price ranges. You can adjust the price range as well as the furniture dimension to suit your budget. From time to time, Behr's offers special deals where the prices of different home furnishings are significantly reduced. When you shop at large retail furniture stores like Behr's, take advantage of the free interior design services that they offer. They likely have a decorator on staff that can help you with your furniture plan. M. Online stores like Williams-Sonoma Home, Pottery Barn, West Elm, Natuzzi, Our House, Frontgate, Crate and Barrel, Z Gallery, and Ballard Design. These stores are more budget-friendly. Home furnishings are organized in such a way that if you decide to redecorate a part of your home, all of the pieces you'll require to redecorate that room will each have prices attached to them below the full image of the design. While their home furnishings aren't organized according to style, you still can contact an expert for assistance on their website. In a similar fashion, Crate and Barrel sells home furnishings, decor, lighting, etc., but they have design styles for coastal and mid-century modern styles. Prices of design pieces can range from $10,000 to $8,000 US. N. Online marketplaces like Wayfair, Perigold, Amazon, and Cherish. Amazon has a huge selection of new and used home furnishings and decor of different brands. And they're affordable, which means you're more likely to find what you need at the price you can afford. Once you register as an Amazon Prime member, you can get free shipping on eligible items. Wayfair is very similar. You'll find more furniture at a wider range of prices than you'll find in other furniture stores. Wayfair also offers free shipping to customers. Perigold offers new designer brand furniture and accessories, while Cherish is best known for vintage and antiques. Step 4. Lighting. Light adds beauty to a space. If your room is dull and you're looking to spice it up with some chandeliers, lamps, and other lighting, I recommend Capital Lighting. It's one of the best lighting stores in America. You'll find lighting fixtures to match different design styles, from modern to eclectic design styles. Capital Lighting has about 13 stores located in New Jersey and Florida. You can equally shop online, but the online retail store of Capital Lighting is known as 1-800-Lighting.com. This online store offers a wide array of light fixtures for both the inside and outside of the home. Whether you're shopping online or in-store, there are lighting specialists available to guide you through the lighting options. One of the best things about this online store is that it ships to different parts of the world, so you can shop for amazing lights from wherever you are. Step 5. Create a design board. A design board is very similar to a mood board. It's an arrangement of photos of furniture, home decor, paint colors, etc., of how your room or space will look once you've created it. If you're familiar with the interior design industry, you'll know these two terms mean different things, even though they are often used interchangeably. A mood board is typically used at the initial stages of a design. It is aimed at conveying the vibe or feel you want for your space. For instance, if you entertain a lot of guests, you might want to create a space that is lively and conveys energy and fun. A mood board wouldn't necessarily contain actual images of items to purchase. Instead, the collection of images is simply to inspire you. But a design board will contain images of items or styles you're searching for to purchase. So a design board will help you see how your actual pieces are fitting together and how your finished design will look. So create a design board similar to a mood board for all your specific selections for each room in one place so that you can see how everything is going to work together and make changes to selections if they don't.